The education level of the new generation of old adults is notably higher than that in the past. In 2006, only one in four elderly people had received secondary school education or above. But the ratio had increased to nearly 40% by 2016. If a certain degree of flexibility can be allowed in the workplace arrangement for employees who have reached the conventional retirement age, such aged workers in good health condition and of higher education level will then be able to continue to contribute to society. However, the government must pay attention to several matters in dealing with the issue of prolonged work life.